Adjacent 30-nanometer fibers can interact with one another in the same two ways we have seen in all the protamine DNA and histone DNA interactions previously, namely by either the peculiar square array patterns of salt bridges between positively charged basic residue R groups in protein and negatively charged phosphate groups in DNA, or by hydrogen bonding of beta sheet peptide backbones. If two adjacent 30-nanometer fibers encounter one another along their long axes, this model predicts a salt bridge interaction between the first and second fiber, which is precisely the same sort of charge-charge interaction as the one seen between the histone octamer cores inside the same fibers. If the two fibers encounter one another along their short axes, there are two interactions possible. Both the hydrogen bonding of beta sheet peptide backbones and, with only a slight conformational change, which I strongly suspect is very possible, the square array salt bridges. The point is that our 30-nanometer fiber model, in addition to arising fairly effortlessly from our histone octamer model, also readily gives rise to a 300-nanometer fold, since 300-nanometer lengths of 30-nanometer fiber can be folded and aligned with adjacent folds according to the principles shown here.